Whatever you do, don't play Neil Young or The Doors. That's the directive at the BBC following a complicated copyright dispute. The BBC's legal department has emailed their staff this week telling them the acts have withdrawn from the UK's copyright organisation, which means the BBC has no means of paying the artists for playing their music. It's the latest in a long and complicated copyright saga. Paul Gough joined us now from the Inside Sleeve. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
It's always complicated when you try to talk about copyright law, but why are Neil Young and The Doors no longer allowed to be played on the Beeb?
Well, they've actually been outside of what's called the Mechanical Copyright Protection Society. Now, this is a body that governs the UK, but there are varying bodies around the globe. In Australia, we have AMCOS and APRA that look after the payment of artists when their music is played on the radio or in shops or where have you. But Neil Young withdrew from this back in 2002, The Doors in 2006, and I guess you're saying to yourself, well, why are the BBC doing this now? Well, much like the ABC, we have a lot of content both online and available as podcast, and as that increases, this has come to light that these artists, if they are presented in that fashion, there could be big trouble. So what they've done is given quite a blanket directive to their producers, to the point where they can't even have lyrics read, they can't have any artist covering one of their songs. They couldn't even have samples of the songs. People like Jay-Z and Skillrex have recently used The Doors within their samples. Those songs are now banned from the BBC. So it opens up a whole door in itself of where this is going to end up. Now, these artists...
Does it have an impact here in Australia?
Well, it could do. I mean, when our content that goes online and when we produce programs here at RN, we only use a very small portion of music because of that copyright reason. There is a fair usage clause, but even so, there are certain artists that we won't touch, and there are some that we would only play a very small portion of music within the content of, say, even a music documentary, which you would think you could have on there. But this is something, as I said, that could be negotiated on a one-by-one basis. But can you imagine every time you wanted to play a Neil Young song and you had to get in touch with his management?
Hey, Neil. Exactly. It's interesting. They're not charging too much. It's that they're worried about they can't pay them. Paul, I know you've got a feature track for us this week. Tell us about this Colombian artist you celebrate.
Well, this is a wonderful Colombian artist. She's turning 75, and I thought I'd play this given that it's Colombian Independence Day on the 20th. And around the country, I've noted that there are a lot of celebrations of the Colombian music and food and what have you. Tota La Mopocena is an artist from Colombia who brings together African, Native Indian and Spanish traditions within her music. She recorded an album in 93 that has recently been rejuvenated due to sampling. A lot of artists have been sampling her music, and they went back to find the original master tapes, and in doing so discovered all these sort of forgotten gems, brought in her granddaughters to help reinvigorate the album. This music still sounds fresh now, even with all the trimmings and what they've done with it. She's playing at WOMAD in London next weekend, so this is a really exciting album, I think. And so we'll hear now a track from Tota La Mopocena.
Ha llegado el palenquero. bueno.
Me hace el favor, nene.
Ay, ya está lo colombiano.
Me hace el favor, nene.
Ay, ya está mi uruguayero.
Me hace el favor, nene.
Si mi negra no me quiere.
Me hace el favor, nene.
Okay, cool it now. Stop cha-charing around the kitchen. That's Chichi Mani by Toto La Mompocina from the album Tumbalera. She's a Colombian artist. That's an old album rejuvenated just in time for Colombian Independence Day. Thanks, Paul Gough. Paul Gough, of course, bringing music like that, all sorts of music, actually, on the inside sleeve every weekday afternoon here on RM at 3 p.m.